Is it just me? I know it's not me. I talked to a few of my friends today out of state. I said, one I know wears a cross on their necklace. Chain, however you want to say it. Men's chain necklace. And I didn't know about the other one, but I said, you know, have you ever, like, you know, you're wearing your necklace, whatever, and the clasp part breaks of your cross, and you realize it's like you just don't feel right without wearing a cross. I've been like that my whole life. I just never feel right without having a cross on a necklace, or if I have an anklet, or, you know, a lot of people have like a single earring or a pair of earrings, you know, cross earrings, whether it was a gift or communion, confirmation, you know, any religious holiday or birth or whatever, birthday. I never feel right without a cross. And I noticed today, I was like, you know what? My cross, put a picture of it, the clasp broke a couple weeks ago. And it's weird because it's like, I feel like somebody whispered in my ear every once in a while since that, like, don't forget to put the cross back on. Don't forget to put a cross back on. And I'm always known to have multiple, at least two pendants. And I got a gift from someone, and it's a little sand dollar, and it is poured into rose color gold. It has a cross in it. And then I had a couple other ones that were turquoise, and I'm like, you know what, I feel the sand dollar, you know? So I'm changing that right now. I'm like, I gotta put the cross back on my necklace because I don't feel right without it. I don't feel right without a cross pendant, and I don't, however you want to say it, pendant or piece of jewelry. And I don't feel right without a heart. So I still have the heart one. It's silver, and it's pretty well made. Into the piece of jewelry, it has little diamonds and then a little gold heart inside the heart. But the cross one, the clasp, and I thought, get around that dark energy, and you know not to hang around certain people and open the door again. You know, you got to keep it a distance, safe distance, you know, depending who they are, if they're a totem pole, and you know, sometimes you have to keep it some kind of, but, you know, you keep it at a safe distance, and you will welcome that stuff back in. You start feeling that bad energy, that bad juju. I don't know what else to call it. I've always said this, and I feel that way, is just you bounce off of people. It's like an invisible shield, and it's just a way of protection. I mean, I'm not the only one that feels that way, and it's not just a therapist that agrees. It feels that way also. Is there plenty of people that I've, you know, met and have talked to over the course of a lifetime and running into bad energy in that. But I never really thought of it narcissistic energy. You know, but now it's like the more that it's like I think about the crazy stuff I've been through, especially like in my 40s and 30s, you know, I'd say my entire 30s, but I think it's crazy stuff I've gone through, and think about like projection with narcissistic personality disorder and people who are narcissistic, and, you know, narcissistic people hang around narcissistic people, so it's a group or cult or which one you want to say, or circle, whatever. I realized when the target was not on me, because it was on somebody else. It started like just, I have epiphanies during the day. And it's all logic. It's not emotion, it's logic. Like, that does make sense. And now that I'm in trauma therapy over the past, almost going on 2 years, and making sense of logical things and just talking about everything. I mean, everything that I've gone through in my life that has been just downright crazy, cruel, weird, whatever you want to say it, however you call it. And then I think about it, like, when you're entangled with negative energy, dark energy, whether you have to be around it, you're born into it, you're friends with it, you marry into it, you're connected to it, however you want to say it, and you got the good light, the positive light, you're going to bounce off of that person. It's not, you're not going to feel right. You know, I get around people like that, I feel sick. I feel nauseated. I don't feel right. I feel very, like, very dark energy. Like, very, very bad, very negative, like, pushing down. I can't describe it, but I'm telling you what. connected with somebody last night, and they literally believe in positive energy, and that is, you know, good within the soul. And people who have been tainted or involved around people that hold negative energy, and they feel like, you know, it's almost like a ceremony, or, you know, when you get into like medicine men and Native American, you know, they do things where they can take a curse off of you. Different religions believe in different things. Nobody should make fun of that, because everybody has a right how they believe into it. But don't say for a hot second there isn't people to hold and harbor negative energy, like bad juju, bad energy. And you get around those people and there ain't nothing good ever come out of it. Nothing. Something ain't right. And usually these people, and I'm not saying, you know, people have a right to believe what they want, but they don't believe in God. They don't believe in religion. I don't know. You know, getting my cross put back on my necklace, this one I have. And I was just thinking about that, you know? There's a lot of people don't feel right without wearing a cross. To me, a cross symbolizes protection. I'm not a holy roller by any means. I don't sing on a boat out, and I don't do missions out in Timbuktu. But I believe spiritually, and I definitely believe in guardian angels. And I definitely believe in positive light and getting around negative and dark energy, and dark energy that is inside people. And I believe that narcissistic personality, people with narcissistic behavior, have very dark souls and there's something very dark about them. I don't know. Like I said, in the psychology world, they believe they're connected to demonic energy. Everybody's entitled to how they feel. I run into people that literally say people who are narcissistic are demons, connected to demons. I don't know. All I know is I never felt right around the narcissistic folk people. I never felt right. I just didn't know how to exit without feeling like I'm going to be a bad person when I get to heaven and God's going to penalize me for, if they're on a totem pole, who they are, if I have to walk away, even though people have warned me. They knew things that I didn't know over many, many years and had tried to do their best to protect me. And Lord knows I still felt like, you know, the good Lord wasn't going to see me in this way of, you know, in a good way, because I know I'm a good person. I'm a good soul, but I've entangled myself into some really dark, bad energy people. And I felt it. And actions have said it. I'll never forget. This is the truth. And before landing property that I'm in and finding out today, I'm going to have three pipes cut and replaced. The pressure of having the water build up for 4 days and having that kind of pressure from, you know, different pipes that are connected and stuff away past property literally started loosening a lot of the connecting pieces. And of course, it has to be the connecting piece to the washer, the connecting pieces to the shower, and the connecting piece to the under the utility tub. Go figure. And I have buckets and towels, and, you know, plumbers came out yesterday evening. And, you know, of course we saw where the water's dripping, but we weren't sure. You know, it's a temporary fix. And, because I wasn't running everything in the dishwasher and that didn't know. But, of course, today it's like all three are leaking. So, it's not something where, because of the type of pipes, that they can just, you know, put something on it and tie it down and, you know, secure the seal. It has to be cut and redone. And it's like, oh, Lord, you know, it's just another expense. The house should have been sold. But people who harbor dark energy that are narcissistic don't want to see you get into anything that doesn't cause stress, that obviously you can grow and move on, and you pour your heart and soul and time and energy and money into the same property over there again. Normal people with normal souls and good light want to see you move on and succeed and get into the next chapter. People who harbor dark energy don't want to see you happy. They don't want to see you succeed. They don't want to see you move to the next chapter. They want to see you suffer and stay in the same chapter, the same thing, the same, I can't even describe it. And I'm not the only one that feels that way. I also connected with a gentleman, a Native American, who told me that there's a generational curse. And they believe my cousin. They told me the way to get rid of it is ceremonial, and to have a ceremonial blessing placed upon me. I said, what kind of curse are we talking about? You know? And he said, it's a generational curse. And this gentleman is a legit gentleman. He's very popular on social media. And I reached out to him. I kind of explained, you know, listen, they're Sioux Indian, my great-great-grandmother. And there's some strange things. And didn't know anything about this until when my grandmother, like a couple days before she passed, this picture of this gentleman in military uniform and this Native American woman was sitting on a nightstand. And I had no idea who she was until somebody slipped and said, it's your great-grandmother. And then the picture disappeared. It's like he said, why are we hiding the picture? Why are we hiding who your great-great-grandmother is? Unless there's something that had happened, traumatic, or something that shouldn't happen, or however the marriage ended up. To have multiple bloodline in the same side that is connected and part of your great-grandmother, who is Sioux Indian, have the same type of strange behavior and negativity and things that feel very dark, and you have the positive light within that generation feeling this, and you have cousins extended that have reached out and branched out, and they're going through similar and almost same things, is, as he said, is a curse. So your cousin's right. It is a curse. And he fully believes it. I'm thinking, you know, it sounds a little silly, but you know what? It's not silly. The more he sent me information, the more I thought, my gosh. The thing is he said you need to travel or have someone within the area of the Native American Sioux bloodline, since this is coming from the Sioux generation, to do this ceremonial saging. It's a blessing to just relieve all that off of you. Your cousin and their family and anybody who's involved, this is going on. Because if not, as he said, this continues over and over and over again. It goes to next generation, next generation, next generation, and it already has. It's already passed through 4 generations, at least, as far as my cousin can find going back. If you think certain people don't harbor dark something going on, you're crazy, you know? It's just, you know, people just, you know, and you have good light, you're going to bounce off of that. You know, this isn't about a tarot card reading or religious reading or going on religious, you know, whatever, or mission or whatever. This is just normal stuff. Me and Eric looking for a property before getting to off season. It was end of October. Had to close in 30 days. Had narcissistic people invading in my right and my happiness to live where I was at. I find out years down the road crossing an individual. This was called, they did this, and I thought it was crazy. I didn't want to believe them, but you can't make stuff up that came out of their mouth. Until I started putting it all together and then crossing into people who crossed into them that were looking out for me, who actually verified what this individual was saying was correct. That negative energy was basically pushing down to where narcissistic people don't want to see you. They don't want to see you happy. They don't want to see you in a place called home. They want to taint. They want to sabotage. They want to do whatever they can do. Me and Eric had no choice. We were trying to find a house in 30 days to close. We had a couple of properties, historic property. Like I said, the air quality was weird in there. And to find out, they didn't have the intake-outtake pipes, so there was mold issues, and it was just brewing in the house. And I still think it probably would have been a good idea. I went with my gut instinct, and we backed out the contract. Not going to work. We had that right. Found another property, and I think the owner just wanted to just have somebody put a bid in to see how much the property was worth or to try to get their tenants out. I don't know which one it was. That's the truth, to help me God. I don't know which one. Only they would be able to answer it. And that's been a long time ago, so I don't know. All of a sudden, we're in a couple weeks before closing, and all of a sudden, they're supposed to do all these items for the bank that they're supposed to on the extension, and they refused, and it got nothing done. Then we're stuck. Now we got to find a house in 30 days to close. We took whatever we could find, which was this property that sat for over a year, because there was multiple issues, and everything was hidden. It's not a slander fest. This is fact. There's a difference between slanderfest and making some BS up. And there's a difference of fact, and this happened. There's nothing I'm saying that's not fact, and it happened. It's just, I'm going to choose how much I'm going to say of it. I may say everything, and I may say part, and I may save everything for Caring Bridge, and I may not, you know? That's the truth. So it got into this property, and it just was not maintained. I'm finding out the situation where a couple could not maintain it. They had no support. They didn't have family. They couldn't take care of the house. They suffered from medical conditions. I first moved into the house. This is the truth. People who are skeptics, that's fine. I don't care because there's no way I would have known this. I couldn't breathe in the house. When we finally moved in, I couldn't breathe. When we moved in, I went into the basement, and everything that was meticulously placed was hiding issues within the house, which is furniture and that. Well, in closing, all this stuff's miraculously getting moved. Things that left behind was absolute mess. It took 3 days to clean the house from top to bottom. It should never have been left, let alone sold that way. That was absolutely not okay. It's not any kind of professionalism at all. It was a hot mess. I still have pictures of it. I literally cried. You know, where I lived was home. That was the last place I could call home. I cried. And Eric was like, what's wrong? I'm like, I just don't feel this house. Something's not right. I kept saying something's not right. I just felt this really, like, deep sadness. This is before finding out about those who lived before. And obviously, you know, it's been a while. And they were older, so they're deceased. You know, they're back home in heaven, where we all go. I felt sadness. I felt just overwhelmed. I couldn't pinpoint, but I just felt I could not breathe in the house. It was kind of what probably about 2 weeks in. This is not a joke, this is the truth. 2 weeks in, I woke up and I literally saw a woman in a wheelchair next to the other side of the couch. And I couldn't hear her, but she pointed to the vent at the floor. And it was a strange way of her communicating, but she was telling verbatim, is you need to have Eric open the vents. You can't breathe because of the vents. There's stuff in the vents. This could end up this way. And she showed me this could kill you. I literally thought I was dreaming. I was afraid to move. I was afraid to say anything. And I sat frozen, laying on the couch in the living room. I don't know what to think. I'm recovering still from oncology treatments at this point as well. I knew it wasn't the treatments. What I knew what I saw, because I've seen things in my life that there's no way because it was verified accurate 100%. Like I said, every generation, somebody has a gift to connect with people that have passed. And not just within bloodline. We're talking about people. They can feel things in the public and crowds. It's just weird. Somebody within, I'm just going to say, had somebody that passed. I literally saw their dad say, I'm going to place a cat. This is the cat. This is just me saying hi. And I thought, what the heck's this? I mean, I don't know this person. I've never seen them, but I saw them. And it's almost like a movie projector. And I saw what they look like. And they showed me this cat. And I thought, what? And they showed me this cat. Like, this cat's going to appear, and this is just me saying hi. I don't talk to the individuals, but I assume this person, who was an elderly gentleman, may have passed. I don't know, but they showed a cat. They were going to place a cat as a sign of letting, I guess, the individuals know that he was okay. I know he was elderly, is what I saw. This is like it was in the house. When I saw this woman who had breathing problems and she couldn't breathe and she showed me the vent and she's protecting me and telling me, I literally, that morning, I'm not joking, I told Eric, you need to take the vents off in the living room. He said, what do you mean? I said, you need to take the vents off the living room. He says, why? I said, because I told you I can't breathe in here. I mean, I was hacking and stuff. I couldn't breathe. I knew it wasn't just oncology, although coming off of treatments like I was coming off of, which was maxed, destroyed my immune system already, was destroyed from autoimmune from birth, and then I couldn't breathe. And he said, why? I said, because I had a vision. This lady came to me. This was before I found out years later who lived in the property. And then I had a neighbor who had sold their house and moved and told me what they saw on the property. I told them what I saw. And he verbatim said, you saw her. That was her. They didn't say anything.
One of them worked for hospice. They definitely believe in things that I have seen. They believe that people have special way of connecting. In hospice, people work for hospice. They see it all. And it's not just a coincidence. And skeptics have skeptics, but when you really go through stuff, you can't deny it. And he said, thank goodness you know, she talked to you, came to you, however it was, because I went in the house, this is what I saw. And I was like, wow. I told Eric. When that happened, I told Eric, can you take the vent covers off? She's telling me to look inside the vent. It's not a joke. He had the air duct people come out, and it took two companies to clean the air ducts. And what was in the air ducts was literally blocks of animal hair, of dust, of debris. There was cracks in foundation. There was not mold, but there was so much stuff that they said they'd never seen anything like it. I blogged, I believe, about this. I don't know if I had the podcast then. This was right when I moved in, was 7 years ago. I don't think I did, but I know I blogged about it. Could kill me. If she did not come to me, I never saw her again. We've had strange things happen in this house. Eric Vouch, I have video. Was the most popular video on the podcast, singing happy birthday to Eric. I made a cake. I did it in the dining room. And I'm singing happy birthday to you. And somebody blew the candle out. We looked at each other and laughed. I have seen so many things and have been able to feel things, and especially with loved ones, that just laughed because it just felt like somebody was really excited that there was a birthday cake and they were really celebrating. Sang a second time, happy birthday to you. Almost got to the end of it, happy birthday, blah, blah, blah. They blew the candle out again. Not only did they blow the candle, we saw this, but literally on video recording and taking pictures, and the picture showed a tall silhouette of a gentleman would look like a suit on, and I'm almost certain they were buried in their suit as an elderly man. And he was just excited there was a birthday going on and there was a candle. The security cameras picking up things, voices. The area is rich in history of many, many floods. Anyone would be crazy to think it's not haunted and there's not things going on. I feel like in the area I moved in the area, I felt very sad. I felt like there was just a lot of sadness, very heavy feeling. And you live next to water, you know, you could feel different things anyway for that kind of person. They could pick up on stuff, and I always have been very sensitive to that. They feel very, very, very dark, depressive, very many times negative. Walking trail along a river. It got to the point where me and Eric were like, did you hear that? You'd hear things that were not people. You go walk right to where you're hearing it, and there's nobody there. Then realizing after moving in that there were so many people who died during the floods. I mean, all the 1800s. Train and old tracks running through. Be in the backyard. Security camera pick up. Hurry up, the train's coming. Different types of nationalities and accents. Still have the videos. People who are skeptics will need to explain then, because I've had proof the whole time. But if it wasn't for prior persons living in the property and warning me, we would have never known what was inside those vents, the ductwork. I mean, we didn't know. Some part of the house, you can't see when you're purchasing. How many people say, hey, listen, I like to have the ductwork checked out before I buy the house and sign for closing. I need you to go into all the ductwork with cameras. Nobody does that, especially now when the inventory is low anyway. But you better bet your sweet butt, next house I go into, the ductwork's going to be checked. That's going to be a number one. I have a reason why. I had the ductwork cleaned out twice. And the air quality, as they said, is going to be remarkably different. And it was. There was some parts of the foundation where it had slipped. That's normal when you live in a wooded hillside. We had repaired, some of the stuff repaired and cracks and things like that. There was not a liner put in. Whoever put in the AC system in parts of the house, there's not a liner put in. Could I have better air quality? Sure. Should I be in this kind of air quality? No. Was the whole point of keeping the house this long? No. But when you're asking people that don't want to see good and they want to see you just, I mean, I don't know other word. I'm going to tell you how you feel. Suffer and struggle? Or as a person said in Ohio, literally came to the property and sat there in front of me and Eric and said, nobody cares about you, Kimberly, anymore. Nobody cares. Everybody's already moved on. They don't care about you. That's a narc. For trauma therapists, that is a narcissistic person. That is very dark, because those kind of words is not something this person should be saying ever. And there's some really dark something going on. I brought this across Sue. I'm just going to say with his title and Cherokee, and he's not Sue, and his, I'm going to say community. It's not community. What do you call it? Not their tribe. Reservation. I'm sorry. As they said, there's something, because that's not that. You know, did you sage the house? Did you do anything after? I said, well, yeah, I always have sage. There's a gentleman named Wings who lives on a reservation, and I have a ceremonial sage and feather, and I've always used that, and I still have it. And don't think for a hot second I sage a house more than multiple times. In Ohio, when I felt people that were over or something happened, and it's just like I felt like any saged. And it felt like the energy in the house shifted. I did it here too, because I felt like I needed it. But I'm getting back to a cross. If, you know, if I'm not wearing a cross, I don't feel right. If I'm not wearing a cross, I don't feel protected. I feel like it's a shield against negative. Some people say cross shields evil. I believe that too. You know, you don't have to be a holy roller to know that. You just have to know and understand that there's more than life and earth. I mean, some people are, what is it called, atheists or whatever? They don't believe in that. And there's some people believe in the devil. I don't want to be around those people. But narcissistic people are very dark. There's not good energy. I'm just saying, this podcast here, we're looking for other properties. It was very weird and twisted. And telling an individual, every time I find a property, they would go and they would check the property out. And they would contact me and tell me, oh, you don't want that property. Well, why wouldn't you want this property? Oh, because this. Oh, I talked to so-and-so, this. Oh, okay. All right. Well, keep me posted if you guys see another property or anything. Okay. And Eric feel like, this is weird. When it got into multiple properties and more than 5 and 6, and it was the same song and dance, oh, you don't want that property. Why? Because of this. Oh, you don't want that property because of this. Oh, you don't want that property because of this. We had a very, very nice property that was in a very nice area that was just like a city over where me and Eric had reside in Ohio. And although it was a small home, there was so much potential. And me being a creative person, I saw the potential in it. Also, the realtor saw potential, and it was a really good price. And they were willing to go down $10,000 lower. And I saw so much potential in a beautiful backyard, beautiful trees, beautiful walnut trees. And it had a nice deck and saw the potential. It was small, but it saw the potential. It was the last time. Didn't tell them. And they figured out. I told a therapist about this. It's not a joke. Other people know about this. Didn't say the address. Didn't say where. This individual figured out where the house was and literally contacted me and said, oh, the house over here in Glendale? Yeah, Glendale, Ohio. Look it up. Nice area. Historic area. I said, no. You sure? Because whatever. Eventually, I told Eric. Eric's like, yeah, tell me out. Could figure out. How the heck do they know? Because you give the address? No. Did you? No. Do you see my point? And then, that's right. It was another excuse. Oh, you don't want that. It's too small. The front of the porch. Baba says front of the porch is, you'll break your neck in the wintertime. We're going to put stuff down in front of the porch. We're going to redo the porch. Oh, you don't want that property. It's too small. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Taxes too high. Ba-ba. Do you realize that property now is over $180,000 plus? We would have walked with at least $220,000 right now, this very day. The investment in that property. And I listened. I listened to someone who did not want to see me happy. And instead, when they saw this property, the first words that came out of my mouth was, what a dump you bought. What a dump. What a dump. Made fun of the situation. told other people what a dump. That's what I mean about negative energy. And you can't figure out what the heck you're dealing with. Like being in a fog. There's many things I went through. Never could figure it out. Of course I couldn't. I was seeing a psychologist in Ohio. It was about emotion. I was so like an emotional roller coaster because I'm in the same negative environment. Same around the same negativity. It's called narcissistic. And it's not good, and it's dark, and there's nothing good they want to see of you. Nobody cares about you. You're right, because you're narcissistic. You don't care about anybody, not just me. But you said it in front of Eric. And it was weird. And I literally, words came out of my mouth, I looked at Eric, and I looked at the person and said, you need to leave the house right now. You need to leave. They wouldn't leave. They looked at Eric. Eric's like, well, I don't know what to do. I said, you need to tell him to leave. I literally walked out of the room. Bouncing off of something negative. Something wasn't right. But I wasn't surprised what they said. I never forgot. Told by another individual the same circle of negativity. And some say narcissistic. I could easily replace you. Said it in front of Eric. They did. This is what I mean. You got to be careful of those that you're around and those when things aren't right and those when you go through things and things are being said and there's behavior and you can't figure it out. That psychologist in Ohio was allowing me to go through emotion and helping me get through the emotional part. And that's a blessing because I needed that. But when I moved to Indiana, it was time to go through the logical part. And if it wasn't for oncology, we referred because I knew I needed to see, and my oncology team knew I needed mental health because we were not going to remedy the tumor. And things were only going to get worse and progress. And after meeting 5-year gold standard prognosis, I was going to suffer. And things get worse, and they were right. Verbatim, they were right. Eric can vouch for that. Everything they said was, as Eric said, they were 100% spot on. But so was the psychologist in Ohio. Because they said it for what it was worth of what I was dealing with, me and Eric. And they were 100% accurate. My grandmother, beloved grandmother, before she passed also had words of warning. And she said it more than once before she passed. I took all this and I got knowledge and made sense of what I was dealing with. Some call it narcissistic. Some call it negative. Some call it dark energy. Some call it people that just hold on to. There's some kind of. Some people call it a curse. Some people hold dark light. Some people hold positive light. I definitely am a positive light person. When you're a positive light person, you see things. You connect with people. There's things that you go through make no sense. But when you literally have it documented in videos and photos and audio and things and things that just. You know what you experienced. It's a positive light. Positive light matches with positive light. A positive light gets around a negative light. They're going to bounce off of it. There's going to be conflict. There's going to be conflict. They're going to bounce. A positive light is going to bounce off a negative. And a positive light is going to be like in a fog while they're going through this. Because they're trying to figure out. A good soul is trying to figure out what this dark soul is all about. Or dark energy, however you want to say it. Or narcissistic, however you want to say it. And it gets to the point they can't be around it. Because it can literally make you sick. And if you're already sick, it could really make you sick. And people who don't believe that, well, I ran into met somebody last night. And verbatim, they said what everybody else said. And this may be a couple of different words, but it was the same response. And that is not a coincidence. People that aren't good people, good souls, positive light, are not going to want to see anything good out of your life. They're going to see you struggle. They want to see you miserable. They don't want to see you happy. And that means in every part of your life. Anybody says they can replace you, that's not somebody you want in your life. Anybody who sits there and looks at you and says nobody cares about you, you get over it? I don't know what kind of person that is. Still to this day, I don't. It's not a positive. There's something. And it's not for me to find out. That's something somewhere in a different time, you know, different era, or maybe upstairs in heaven figured out. Because I don't know. It's not for me to figure out. And going through that kind of stuff, you know, you're a good soul and positive light. It's not for you to figure out either. But like I say, is you got to protect yourself. And for me and a lot of people, it's simple things like wearing a cross. And many people, like I said, and how I feel too, consider it like an armor shield to protect you from negativity and bad things. And let's face it, there's a lot of bad things in 2023 going on, you know? And that's the truth. And Lord knows we could all use a little bit of positive. But there's things you go through in your life, folks. And if you think you're alone, you're not. It's not crazy. It's not delusional. It's not nothing. And people hold on to negative and their negative energy and their dark energy, whatever. You know, those are the skeptics and those are people because they never have any positive experiences because they're too deep within their dark. You know, people who are positive and good spirit and hold on to good light, good energy, they're the ones that experience things, you know? You got to think about it. When people pass away, do you think it's a coincidence when somebody is blessed enough, no matter if it's a human being or a pet, to be the chosen one, when somebody is having their end of their journey down to the last breath? It's not.